Chapter 15. McQueen just couldn't keep news like that to himself. He knew that most of the townsfolk would be gathered at the cafe, so he zipped over there at top speed. "Oh my gosh," he said as he drove into Flo's. "Guys, did you know Doc is a famous race car?" For a moment, everyone was silent. Then they burst out laughing.
"Doc?" Sheriff cried. "Our Doc?" "Not Doc Hudson," Sarge bellowed.
"Did you hear that one?" Ramon, radiant in new yellow paint, was laughing hysterically. "He's saying, Doc say, this guy cracks me up."
"No, no, no," McQueen insisted. He felt almost desperate. He had to convince them of who Doc was. "It's true. He's a real racing legend. He's the fabulous Hudson Hornet."
"Fabulous?" Flo said doubtfully. "I've never seen Doc drive more than 20 miles an hour. I mean, have you ever seen him race?"
"No," McQueen admitted, "but I wish I could have."
McQueen was dead serious.
"They say he was amazing. He won 3 Piston Cups."
Mater spat out the oil he'd been drinking.
"He did what in his cup?"
McQueen tried to persuade them that Doc Hudson was the real deal, but the townsfolk didn't buy it.
"I think the heat's starting to get to the boy," Sheriff said.
"Are you sick, buddy?"
Mater asked. Sally hit the gas lever with her tire. Ding, ding, ding. She filled up McQueen's tank.
"Hey, hey,"
Sheriff protested. This could be dangerous.
"What are you doing?"
"It's okay, Sheriff," Sally said. "You can trust me, right?"
"I trust you, all right," Sheriff said, narrowing his eyes at McQueen. "It's him I'm worried about."
"I trust him," Sally said. "Come on," she told McQueen. "Let's take a drive." Once his tank was full, McQueen considered taking off for the open road. Nothing was stopping him now. Sally started toward a mountain in the distance.
"Hey, Stickers," she called. "You coming or what?"
She drove away, letting McQueen decide for himself whether to make a run for it. After hesitating for just a moment, he took off after Sally.
"Mm-hmm,"
Flo said knowingly to Sheriff. "And you thought he was gonna run."